I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Decades of government neglect and corruption are haunting Lebanon today, magnified by the fallout from last year's Beirut blast. Wednesday marked a year since the tragic port explosion killed at least 214 people and injured 6,500. The explosion also caused billions of dollars in property damage. Last year, the global community provided Lebanon with $1.6 billion of relief aid. Heart for Lebanon co-founder Tom Adams says it'll take more than money, though, to fix Lebanon's problems.
The situation in Lebanon is ripe with uncertainty, which makes the number one crisis in Lebanon hopelessness.
You can make a tangible and spiritual difference in Lebanon. Team up with Heart for Lebanon and churches throughout Beirut at missionnews.org.
And we just ask your listeners to pray that God will not let us get weary in well-doing. Pray that we'll have the resources, the fuel in our bucket to do the ministry he's called us to do.
And with this report on Yemen, here's MNN's Katie Harth.
Leaving Islam is punishable by death in Yemen, and owning a Bible is dangerous. Thankfully, more and more Yemenis are gaining access to Christian media in their own dialect. Believers we cannot name for security purposes say more than 160 Yemenis have turned to Christ each year for the past 5 years. One man learned about Jesus through social media and YouTube when he escaped to another country. Others find Christ through the radio. One listener recently wrote in and said, "I saw the real meaning of my life through Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful to be part of his family now." Pray for the media teams working on outreach to Yemen. Ask God to help them boldly and clearly proclaim the gospel despite constant spiritual and physical opposition. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.